Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, greetings and welcome to Spark. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and I hope you enjoyed the crackling fire at whatever time of day you're listening to this. We are having some technical issues in our home office. I have a virus on my computer that we need to figure out and get off. My husband has a different operating system, and my son doesn't have Flash, so it's been an adventurous morning for me. I hope that wherever you are able to look at what's happening in your life as an adventure. It is autumn here in the United States, in the Midwest. Enjoyed celebrating Halloween with my 9-year-old and all of the amazing costumes in our community last weekend. The leaves are falling, so are the temperatures, although we've had an amazingly long Indian summer of warm temperatures. So hopefully you're enjoying your seasonal transition wherever you are in the world. And I needed to say thank you again to all my listeners from around the world. I do appreciate the feedback that I get from you and invite you to leave feedback and to send me messages. If you have ideas for show topics, questions that you would like answered, you can send them in an email to brainbonanza, B-R-A-I-N, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A at gmail.com. And in the subject line, just put Spark and whatever topic, whether it's a Spark question, Spark idea resource, show topic, etc. Because we do this for you every week. And I appreciate your flexibility as we've moved some of our regularly scheduled Wednesday night shows to Saturday mornings in order to compensate or allow for my training to become a coach with Remarkable Leadership, Kevin Eikenberry. That's been a very exciting journey. And if you have thought about coaching, if you've thought about becoming an entrepreneur or a combination of both, it's a program you may want to look into. And Kevin will be running another program in February, starting in February of 2011. So if you are interested, send me that email at brainbonanza@gmail.com and I can get more information to you. Or if you just would like to ask some questions, or if you're interested in a leadership coach, let me know. It would be my pleasure to talk with you and to see how I best could serve you to create the success that you desire. So it is the seasonal transition in the Northern Hemisphere from summer to fall. For our southern friends, it is the seasonal transition from spring, or from winter to spring. Spring to winter. Let me get this right. It's early here. So if we're going fall to winter, you are just coming out of your winter. So you're going spring, summer. I was right the first time. How do you use humor, or do you, when you have those moments of you can't think of the right word, or you just had an adventure? This is one of the phrases I use when things go differently than I had anticipated or wanted. Ben Zander, the conductor, uses the phrase, how fascinating, when mistakes are made in his orchestra, because that's an opportunity to fix them. What do you call those things in your life, those challenges, those opportunities, those adventures? that happen? And how do you feel? How do you choose to feel when you face those? Do you have learning opportunities? How do you feel? It's very different when you're frustrated, if you get angry. Because as regular listeners of Spark have heard me say, that people who are optimistic, choose that optimistic response, have more blood flow in the frontal lobe of their brain, the part of the brain that is involved in problem solving and decision making, than people who respond negatively or pessimists. You know, and it's like the weather report being partly sunny or partly cloudy. I think it has something to do with how much of the sky has clouds, a percentage, but I'd much rather have a partly sunny day. And it's semantics, as well as the emotions that you choose to feel. Can you feel less stress and have less physical stress on the organs of your body by choosing a different response, choosing a different perspective about what's happening in your life? As Byron Katie, who wrote The Work and Loving What Is, Four Questions That Can Change Your Life, says, you can argue with reality and you will only lose 100% of the time. It is what it is. And that's a phrase my husband and I both use when things happen. And does that mean that I'm never upset or angry or frustrated? Of course not. I'm human. I get all that way, too. I get frustrated trying to get my son ready in the morning if he's moving too slowly and doesn't want to get out of bed, or frustrated with having to drive slowly when our farmers are having their equipment out on the roadways because it's harvest time. And that's my first emotional response. And then I get to choose how long I have it. If it's a matter of seconds, minutes, hours, days. And with practice, you can get it down to be pretty little time, to a second or less, depending on the severity of the situation. So with practice, and today we'll give you some strategies around that, you can shorten that time up. And a lot of times we tell ourselves stories about things that may or may not really be true, and that's the power in Byron Katie's work. And her website is www.thework.com. And Byron also says, Katie also says, no one can give you freedom but you. There's a lot of power there. And the first question when you're dealing with a situation is, about whatever it is that true? Because we tell ourselves those stories. Is it true? The second question, is, can you absolutely know that it's true? A lot of times we say that, you know, we're talking about how someone else is thinking, feeling, acting, doing. Do you really know that what someone else is thinking? What their motivation is when you say, well, they just, or Alex just wants to make me angry, or Betty just wants to push my buttons to drive me nuts. Really? So the second question, can you absolutely know that it's true? Maybe you can. Maybe they've said it to you. And even then, though. Anyway, that's another call. Number three, how do you react when you think that thought? And number four, who would you be without the thought? And then after you ask the four questions, then you turn the statement around. So if the statement is, Tanya doesn't care about her job. Okay, well, there's some turnarounds for that. Tanya does care about her job. Might be one turnaround. I don't care about Tanya's job. Could be another turnaround. I don't care about my job. Might be another turnaround. And so I invite you to go out to thework.com, read more, watch Byron and Katie take people through this process, and there are people available there with a phone number, people who are trained in the work process, that you can call and have them take you through the work to help you gain a different perspective. So if you've been finding that you are in sort of like the wheel that hamsters run in, and life isn't changing and you're unhappy with the way it is and you don't know what to do to change it, to get out of that, your emotional state, the feeling state, the challenges in trying to make a decision, you're feeling stuck, I encourage you to visit thework.com and take a look at what Byron Katie's The Work can do that may be the spark that gets you off that hamster wheel. Yesterday I posted on my social media the statement, if I always do what I've always done, I'll always get what I always got. Well, I did the more grammatically correct one, which is, if I always do what I've always done, I'll always get what I've always gotten. Because so often we repeat the same patterns of thinking, talking, feeling, acting, and we want a different result. And that's, I believe, it's in the Chinese definition of insanity, or there's a definition of insanity that says when you repeat the same behavior and expect a different result. So, really, the crux is, what can I change that may lead to a different result? Because truly, hammering a nail, hammering repeatedly, will not turn a screw. Even if we hammer with different size hammers, with different size screws, with different materials, as long as we're trying to hammer that screw, it will be ineffective in the long run. So, what do we do? Sometimes just asking the question of yourself will spark your brain to search for an answer. Because the brain is amazing in that when a question is posed, it will seek a solution, an answer to that question. So sometimes when you're in that funk, just asking yourself a question, is this working for me, will get you out of an emotional hijack and into a rational state where you can think. So, looking for a quote that I have just recently used. I do put a thought for today in my emails. And there are people who say, oh, that's the first place I go, because I want to know what inspiring thoughts or words you have that will cause me to think or smile. I'm going to see if I have one. There it is. It's from Dr. David Schwartz, is the one I was trying to remember. He's the author of The Magic of Thinking Big. And the quote that I chose was, believe it can be done. When you believe something can be done, really believe, your mind will find the ways to do it. Believing a solution paves the way to solution. I'm going to say that again, ask. It just goes back to that, the power of your thoughts and beliefs in your mind. Believe it can be done. When you believe something can be done, really believe, your mind will find the ways to do it. Believing a solution paves the way to solution. That's by Dr. David Schwartz, author of The Magic of Thinking Big. And so often when I'm coaching clients or talking to friends or family, I will hear, I can't do it. I can't change it. Is that truly what you believe? Because belief is that first step to a solution. As Earl Nightingale in The Strange of Secrets said, you become what you think about all day long. So use that power of your brain and mind, that magic, that mind magic of, you believe it can, believe you can. Think back to that story of the little engine that could, if you heard it as a child, about the little engine that had to get up the mountain and to repeat over and over, I think I can, I think I can. And with every step, got more confident and became, I know I can, I know I can. So when you have that belief, instead of saying, I just can't figure out a way to do it, I just can't think of a solution, I just, whatever the can't is, that's like putting up a brick wall, guaranteeing that you'll be successful at keeping where you are, at staying stuck. So if truly you want to change, start with what you think, what you say, what you believe, and then reach out. Find a coach, a mastermind group, a support group, a website. There are websites and communities for most every interest or need, stay-at-home moms to entrepreneurs. So there, just do a Google search. Go to ask.com and ask a question. That could make a difference. So you become what you think about, and if you believe, if you think you can, or think you can't, you're right, Henry Ford said. So what do you think? What do you believe is true about your life? I've heard people say, well, always been poor, always be poor. Those of you that are familiar with Winnie the Pooh, that's Eeyore. Things don't work very well for Eeyore. There's Tigger, who's always bouncing, always happy. You can always find something, find a lesson to learn in a situation. I was recently talking to someone who is in a stuck place in trying to make a decision and just keeps going back and forth. And as we were as he was talking, found himself catching himself saying, I can't. And he would catch himself and say, wait. And that's a huge first step. Awareness leads to choice is one of my favorite lessons, my favorite cartoons I use in training and seminars. And it's hard to choose what you don't know exists. So becoming aware is important. And really, is it that you can't? I posed a question, because it's about I just can't change. He's learning some new things, new strategies, new thinking, new ideas, and finding he's responding in old ways. And my question to him was, how old are you? He told me, and I said, so how long have you been doing it the other way? And the light bulb went off. So when you're trying to learn something new or change a habit or change behavior, give yourself permission, give yourself time. You can change a habit in 21 consecutive days and be patient with yourself. Because it needs to be consecutive days. So that's why habit changing takes focus, concentration, patience, and a belief that it's possible. So you can change that habit. Talking to another client recently, about where she wanted to go in coaching with me and prioritizing where to start with her career process and knowing she wants to do something different professionally, which will also impact her personal life. And how to look at her, first of all, to get really clear about what it is that she wants. We got back to starting there, because when you don't know, when you're not clear about, when you're unclear about what you want, how do you know what direction to go to get there? If you don't know where you're going. In Alice in Wonderland, when Alice is asking the Cheshire Cat which way to go, and he asks, well, where do you want to go? She said, I don't know, or it doesn't matter. He said, well, then it doesn't matter which way you go. So starting there, getting clear, getting clarity. And in the passion test, Chris Atwood and Janet Bray Atwood, they talk about the first step is getting clear, gaining clarity about what you're most passionate about, what's most important to you in your life. And as I have facilitated the passion test with clients, it is so exciting to hear the energy in voices and see expressions on faces, whether it's over the phone with the voice or face-to-face, that when they realize what they're passionate about. I would go through the process then of prioritizing it, because when we try to change everything, it's very frustrating. And so rather than using a spotlight, in the book they suggest using a laser beam. And when you get clear and you know what it is you want, then you know which way to go. And so that's the intention, that's the what. And once you know where you want to go or what's most important to you, then, and we put attention on those things, that helps us in those moments of decision-making and choices we need to make, that we can put our intention, we put attention on our intention, and then we have no tension. We release the idea of I need this. We're open to how it shows up. Mike Dooley also talks about thoughts become things, choose the good ones. And our job is to get very clear about the what and be open to the how. Mike Dooley refers to them as the cursed hows, because we don't always have the best understanding of how is truly going to get us where we want to go. So if we stay open to that, to the hows, exciting things begin to happen. So what? Are you clear about what? And do you believe it's possible? Sometimes it's challenging to do on our own. Another client I was talking to recently, we were talking about the value of coaching, what they wanted from coaching, and what their expectations were of a coach. And I had shared that I have coaches. And there was a pause. And she said, really? And we'd worked together before. And she said, but you're such a good coach. And I said, and good coaches know that we need coaches. We all can use somebody in our corner to support, to challenge, to ask questions, to help us see a different perspective, to help us gain that clarity, to ask us the questions that help us discover and sort out our options, and to help us to make decisions by asking those questions. So doing it on our own, sure, that's one option. Having a coach in our corner is another option. Having a mastermind group is another option. So decide. Start, call, go to thework.com. Look for a coach. Send an email to me and say, you know, I've been listening to you. I'm interested in learning more about options for coaching. Whether the passion test, leadership, or life. It's my pleasure to ask the questions to support and challenge growth toward the success that you want to create. So we started off talking about transitions, seasonal transitions, and in order to have a different result, we want to do something different, taking a different action. And sometimes it's hard to see the options, and sometimes when we're in that pattern of behavior, when something sparks, when something happens, we find that we launch into that same pattern. So, coming up with an action, a thought, how do we break that pattern? How do we think differently? And it helps to have that coach as you're learning something new, because for those of you that have played sports, either on a team for a community or a school, or recreationally as an adult, it helps to have a coach to show you the right way. You've learned something, learning a new sport. Maybe you decide you want to learn to play racquetball. Having someone show you form, how to do forehands, how to do backhands, how to use spins. Same thing with ping pong. We can do it on our own. How much more successful and quickly can we learn? We have someone who can watch us and say, oh, and they can actually physically take the arm or the wrist and say, oh, shape it this way, do it that way. That's the power of a coach. So what can you do? What action will you take to have that better life that you desire and deserve? Because you can. And if there are other people in your life who believe that, they have a reason. And if not, they're there, you just don't know them yet. Do you believe you have a purpose? Or purposes? Passion test is a great place to start to get clear about what you love to do. And as Chris and Janet write in the book, they believe that passions are the breadcrumbs to your destiny, that what you love to do is God's plan for you. God being defined as whatever you define God to be, they go on to say. But that what you love, what energizes you, what you have a passion to do, is the plan for you, because everyone has different passions. Everyone has different strengths, different gifts to share with the world. And sometimes, as one of my clients said, you know, I really think that part of my purpose, a big part of my purpose, is being a dad and raising my son. Wow. And you know what? Maybe that is. Maybe that is why you are here, is to help shape that life. And the power that comes from understanding that or knowing that, as you have to face different choices, maybe about promotions, travel, and some other things that would take your time away from your family. That may make a difference as you're making that decision. What is it that you love to do? And seasonal transitions are good times to think about change. What do you want to do differently? And if you always do what you've always done, will you always get what you've always gotten? Pretty much. So if you want something to be different in your life, the change starts with you. And the good news is, there are amazing people, books, websites, communities, groups, coaches, who can support you, who can offer you other approaches that may work for you so that you can be successful at creating that change that you desire in your life. So, the challenge every show is to ask you to take an action on something that you heard to create, to spark that change in your life. Because if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always gotten. So, what is it that you will do? Now, think about who are the people in your life? Are they supportive to help you discover what it is you want to do? Do they offer well-meaning advice about what they think is right or wrong and what they expect you to do? Often if you're unhappy, if joy is missing, that's a clue that something needs to change. That we need to do something differently than we are doing right now. And in our last 7 or 8 minutes, if you have questions about sparks of change, can give a call at 347-215-8390. I have my switchboard, so would love to hear from you. We'll also talk about next Saturday's very special next Saturday's just one person. Next Saturday, we have Sparks of the Gift of Health with life coach Lynette Patterson. And I'm working with Lynette as my coach. And the show notes are up for that. And we'll be exploring health as a gift. During these seasons of gratitude and giving, we're focusing on coming up later in November and December. How could you give the gift of health? And strategic life coach Lynette Patterson will share some tools, some resources, some possibilities to give that gift to yourself or those you care about. So join me. You can ask Lynette your questions. She has an amazing program called Unlock Your Metabolism. We'll be talking about that, among other things. So if you have health questions, please join us live to ask Lynette those questions. And that is from 8 to 9 Central Time. I'm thinking the time zone's kind of funky here in my blog talk, but I'll double check that for next time. So it's 9 Eastern, 8 Central next Saturday morning. My guest is Lynette Patterson. So I don't see any questions at this point as we're wrapping up in our final 5 minutes. So sparks of change. And in the season from autumn to winter, we tend to close up, get ready for snow here in the Midwest. We switch to, our clocks go back to night, off of daylight savings time here, and which means we'll be lighter in the morning but darker an hour earlier at night. And those fewer hours of daylight impact our mood, our energy. So what do you do to address that? It's a good question for Lynette next week. Because our expectations, our life expectations, usually stay the same with our job, our family, our commitments, volunteering, and our energy can drop. Now, my friends in the Southern Hemisphere, you're getting more light, more hours of daylight, and your energy will be picking up. Whatever transition you find yourself in, whether seasonal, employment, relationships, if you can enjoy the transitional process of change, can learn to enjoy change and embrace change, you'll have a very different experience. Think about that. When you believe the solutions are possible. So as you go forward in the week ahead, what action will you take to create the change that you desire in your life? A book, a website, a community, a coach. You can reach me at brainbonanza@gmail.com. Visit my website at www.brainbonanza.com, BrainBonanza.com. And you can find my blog at Melanie Hoffner, MelanieHoffner.com. I hope to continue to provide strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark solutions to make the positive change in your life, either here at Spark Radio, in a seminar, teleconference, webinar, coaching. That is one of my passions in my life, and I'm grateful to be able to serve. Until next time, stay safe and take an action to create that positive change. Hope you can join me next week. And until then, you can also go back to 3 years of archives of Spark to find additional support, information, and resources to help you continue your path of change.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Ms. Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.